Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I hope and pray that this audio is good because I am currently recording in my car. But this is what happens when you make things work. You know what I mean? Our schedule, as I was saying on last week's episode, is absolutely insane. Coming into the end of, which is, we're in the middle of July, okay? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're in the middle of July, coming into August. I'm looking at our calendar and I'm like, oh my gosh. So sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. So I am streaming hotspot in the car and I'm praying that this audio is good. So welcome back to the show. Like I said, it's gonna be a short and sweet episode since I'm recording on location. I am on the move, a girl on the go, you know? It's so funny. I always see those memes that people share nowadays and they're like, and I'm a millennial. So growing up, it was always like in Cosmo magazine and whatever the magazines we used to read of like, this is how you take your look from day to night. And it's like, never once in my life have I actually used that. I want to be a girl on the stay. I want to be a girl that's resting and that's sleeping and that's napping. I don't want to be a girl on the go. I want to be a girl that is resting. And I think there is a beautiful duality to coexist in both, because this is a little bit off topic, but I feel like there was this, and it still is, right? Take what you want and leave what you don't, that there's an all or nothing pendulum that swings that you see either going around that's like, you need to rest and rest and recharge and rest. And then you can fall into this slump of being very unmotivated. And again, you have to create your own motivation, right? It's usually not something that just comes naturally, but you can swing really hard to that one pendulum side, or you can go all the way to the other side of being balls to the walls constantly, go, go, go. And there's beauty in both, right? And I believe those two things can coexist together. And I did a reel, I posted a reel about this a couple days ago, and I love it because it's like a yes and mentality of yes, these things can coexist together. You don't have to choose. And for the longest time in my life, I was very much all or nothing. I'm an Enneagram 3, like I've said before, and I'm also a projector, which is a very dynamic blend of energy types. And it's because the Enneagram 3 is an achiever, right? So there is this one end of the spectrum that I was on that was like, go, 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 coming from a world of 7 years of consecutive bodybuilding with one pregnancy in between. And then network marketing, which was very results achievement driven. And then I started a deeper somatic healing journey and I really had to learn. And it's so funny because I talk to my husband about this all the time. He was very much like, it's got to be this way, one way, all of the time. And I'm like, no, there is a beautiful gray area that is a learning curve on how to actually tap into that gray area. And I'm not saying live in the gray, right? That doesn't mean indecisiveness or laziness. That's not what that means. It's like, can we be open enough to experience both and be able to discern what you need in that moment of your life? And it may not be a complete season, right? You might not have a whole season of slowness, or you might have a whole season of really focusing and hitting the goals and hitting the next income level or getting the clients, whatever, right? You can have moments and you get to figure out and discern what that looks like in this season of your life. Because each day
might look a little bit different, and it is okay. You don't have to make this, of course you want to decide, but you don't have to make this declaration of like, this is what it's going to be and this is only what it's going to be. You're able to choose what you need in that moment, and that's a very powerful place to be. Which leads me into what I wanted to talk about today. It's almost like a mini episode, again, in the car. And I'm sitting in a parking spot that's like reserved for the place I'm about to walk into. And I'm like, well, I like to bend a rule. Okay. I like to bend a rule. I'm not an Enneagram 8. Like I said, I'm an Enneagram 3, but I have a lot of characteristics of an 8, which is like a challenger. And I don't like rules. Okay. So let's get into it. I talk about this all of the time, and I reference Level Up VIP because it was such and is such a powerful program. I don't have any programs running in this container right now, but we talk about this a lot, and I touched on it a little bit last week. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, go back and listen to it. I loved that episode. It's so dang powerful, and I kind of wanted to stem off of what we talked about last time. And this is all about those moments, that gray area, that when we get that hit of motivation or inspiration or something comes over you, it's like all of a sudden we feel like we have to change every single thing in our lives. And it doesn't always have to be that way. I'm all about taking risks and making big decisions and going all in on something. Like when I go to invest in a coach or a program or a retreat, I'm going all in. Like sometimes I'll buy mini programs and listen to podcasts and all of these things, but like sometimes I'm ready for a bigger shift. But for maintenance in your life, sometimes it's those micro moments that are going to lead and stem into your next level of confidence. Because here's the thing, most of the women I work with, they aren't waiting for necessarily that rock bottom moment. And sometimes it takes that. I've been there. I've been there in my relationship, in my business, in different elements of my life where I'm like, okay, girl, like something's got to change. Something has to shift. We cannot continue at this pace or the way that we're going right now, meaning me, because this ain't working, right? But most of the women I work with, they're already self-aware. You're already doing the quote unquote work, but you might feel stuck in this weird in-between space. Like something's off, but you can't quite name it or put your finger on it. And if that's you, this is your episode. And in most of the podcasts that I record, I'm also speaking to myself because that's just how it goes, right? So what is a micro shift? Like what are these small moments in your life? What is it actually? And sometimes the smallest pivots, energetically, somatically, mentally, emotionally, they're going to unlock the most momentum for you. And it's really easy to ignore these nudges or these whispers. And that's usually how they start, is this little gut intuition or this knowing or this like, hey, we should do this. And we ignore it because we're like, no, there's a bigger picture here. I know better. Mind takes over, but we ignore the body and we're like, no, I got this. Like I've been here before. I know what to do. And when you're in a season of change or growth or expansion, all of the buzzwords we love to say, or you're just wanting something a little bit different or bigger than where you've been before, oftentimes you'll get this whisper, this intuition, this nudge, this little tap on your shoulder. And you're like, I don't have time for that right now. I'm just going to keep going. And I made a poll on Monday asking people like, what is your two-word check-in? And the majority of people were in just this kind of autopilot going from point A to point B energy. And all their options on there were like hopeful and excited and, you know, ready to take on the world. It was two words. Like I'm improvising now. And the other one was like stuck and stagnant. I had a couple of those as well, but most people were feeling autopilot, and that's an okay place to be. We're not judging and it's not good or bad. It just is. Sometimes that's what we need. But for me, I'm like, okay, I have been in this autopilot point A to point B energy for quite some time. And I'm ready for a little bit of a shift. And I also posted in my story a couple days ago now, that I'm really setting up, and that's what I'm doing today and tomorrow, setting up intentional strategy days with myself to really figure out what I want this next season to look like. What I want it to look like. Because what happens for me, and maybe you see yourself in this as well, is that we get all these ideas in our head, or we get this hit and you're like, oh, this is a good idea. We make a note in our app and then it's like life happens, back to autopilot. I got to drive my kids to soccer or camp, or I have this thing, or my kids are home, or whatever. I'm traveling and then I don't have time. It's like we get these moments, these hits, these nudges, these inspirational ideas that come into us. And I believe that that is a higher power delivering these messages, source, energy, universe, God, angels, whatever it is that you believe in. I believe that God is sending me these messages. It's something greater than me is giving me these messages to bring into my community. But it starts with us first. So if you are somebody who leads a community, if you are somebody who is a coach, or you're launching something, or if you're a mom, right? It starts with us. If you're a mom, you're leading children. You're leading children, right? You don't have to be speaking on stages across the world to be considered a leader. You could be an expert in your field. No matter what you do, you are leading somebody. People are following you online in the real world. You are an influencer. Just to kind of destigmatize the name influencer, if you are somebody who shares things, if you are somebody who leads people, you're influencing people. Okay. So what happens is we get these moments and then life takes over. And then all of a sudden it's 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year later. And you're like, I took no action on that because I got lost in the everyday, in the everyday shuffle of stuff. Right. And it's easy to use those things as excuses as well of like, well, I didn't do this because X, Y, and Z. And that will get us so far until we get to the place where we're like, no more. I don't think I can do it like this anymore. And this is when we need to learn to lead ourselves and how to start tuning into these micro moments. Because there's a lot of pressure to be fine, to be perfect, right? Or feeling like it's not, quote unquote, bad enough to make a change. And this is a whole section, what is the word I'm looking for? Oh, a whole module in Level Up. We talk about this. We go in depth because yes, it's the mindset work. But as I started going deeper in my own healing journey, I started to realize and unlock what is happening neck down, which is soma of the body, which is the somatic work that we talk about. And it's like, oh my gosh, I've been ignoring a lot of these things that's been happening neck down, and I can no longer ignore them anymore before things are going to start to implode. You know what I mean? So what happens when you start to listen to this nudge, right? This small move, this small motion, this little action step that created a domino effect. It's like that butterfly effect, right? One conversation, one boundary that you set, one decision, one breath, one event you attended that changed the game for you. And I want you to reflect on that for a moment, because that can unlock some messages and some downloads just in that one moment. What did you do? What was the message? Did you listen or did you ignore it? And you're like, I've been ignoring this thing for quite some time. I've had a lot of conversations with women, some friends of mine, some clients of mine, that they're like, okay, I'm thinking of closing this entire business down and going into something completely different. Or I'm thinking of ending this relationship that I'm in because it's just not working, or closing this chapter of my life. And that is scary because now we're dealing with identity. And that's a whole other thing. Maybe I'll do an episode on it next week of what happens when we start to shift our identity, because it's more than just mindset. It's more than like, yeah, girl, I'm just somebody new now and blah, blah, blah. Like, it is deeper than that. We are now up against deeply rooted beliefs within our body that we are holding at a cellular level that make us who we are. And the only person who can move us through that is us. It's you. It's me, right? I can help guide, and I can be the support system and hold space. And as a projector, I will say this is, again, I don't go solely off of my energy types, but there is a part of what I do that is very much projector based, and I'm able to see things that other people may not be able to see within themselves. And I just reflect that back to you. And that's, I love being a projector. It's freaking awesome. My husband always jokes. He's like, well, generators are the best sign, and they're all beautiful and they're all great. And that is the best sign for him because that's what he knows, but he's married to a projector. So he sees the other side of it. And I see the other side of generator, right? It's a beautiful dynamic. I actually love working with generators as clients, and I love working with all energy types and all different types of people, but it's very cool because I have a front row seat of how generators operate. It's very cool. So now we're really looking at the somatic awareness and embodiment, because the body stores information. And that off feeling is often a sign, yes, from higher power, God, source energy, angels, aliens, whatever you believe in, but also your nervous system, not your mindset. Because we can co-sign our own bullshit all day, every day. We are the one who can co-sign our own crap. And now we're working with the nervous system, which is not just mindset based. Like, this is how our body reacts and responds to things. When you feel that tightness in your chest, or you get overwhelmed, you start to feel these different senses in your body. This is your nervous system. This is how now you react and respond. And when you look at it, if you have kids, or if you're a boss, or you're working at a company, right? Are you short-tempered? Are you able to have space and pause in those moments when situation happens? How do you react and respond? This is a direct reflection of your nervous system and how regulated you are. And even the most regulated person out there are still going to have moments that we just lose our shit from time to time. It's now about how long it takes us to re-regulate, repair if needed, if there's another person in this situation, especially our kids, right? Or if you're dealing with employees, whatever, if it's friends, parents, your spouse, this is a big one. If you're married or you're in a relationship, are we repairing? And this is a lot of the work that my husband and I did in our couples mastermind, was diving deep in nervous system reactions, responses, how to open communication in a different way. Because it's so funny, when we first started working, and I will tell you, and this isn't just to be like, you know, toot toot our own horn, like this is not that at all, or to, you know, whatever. My husband and I, we have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point in our lives, in our late 30s. In coaches and mentorships and masterminds. And I'm talking like top of the top relationship coaches, couples coaches. Back in, I think, 2021, when Jeremy had his panic attack. And we go deep into that. If you are an OG listener of the Destined to Be podcast, you heard all about it. If you were in our couples mastermind, you are very well versed in kind of, you know, what went down in that whole situation. But what stemmed from that is wanting to work with people who have been where we've been, who have learned different tools and have mastered as an expert in this area on how to communicate better, how to regulate and work with your nervous system, how to process trauma, how to use your mind and breath and body. Not only for us, because we were talking to somebody the other day, somebody who was thinking about joining our couples work at some point, if we're going to reopen it again, which Jeremy just said, he's like, let's do the couple stuff again, because it really lit us up. We love, love, love working with couples, and we have great relationships and friendships with people who have gone through our mastermind or have worked with us individually. And it was very cool because what we have learned, not only from working with our own coaches and mentors and certification programs as well, we're each certified as trauma-informed master coaches as well, with hundreds and hundreds of hours to complete that certification, along with our own life experience. When we first, like, I want to say, God, this was maybe 5 years ago now, we're like, yeah, let's do some couples coaching, like as the coaches. And when we got through our own, mentorship and coaching with coaches that we've hired. Like, we were the clients. And when we got through and got certified, we looked back at ourselves then and we were like, oh my gosh, like what we thought we knew. And you're always presented with new information, right? Like, this isn't good or bad. We're just like, holy crap. Like, who we are now after learning these tools and going through this ourselves, because you can only take clients as deep as you've gone before. And I will die on that hill. That doesn't mean you've gone through the same exact life experiences, because you're not. Your life experiences are unique to you only. But are you willing to go to the depths of your soul as the coach to be able to hold space and guide others, right? Because yes, we all have different scenarios and situations and things that happen in our life that is not going to be the same as somebody else's. But when it comes to nervous systems and attachment styles and communication tools, there is a baseline there that we can connect with other couples of, like, yes, we've experienced something similar, that our nervous systems are reacting and responding the same way. And I can walk you through this and I can hold space for you, because this is what's happening on a cellular nervous system level. I have been there before. I have seen my shadows. I have seen the shadows of my husband, and he has seen mine. We were in a very deep energy healing session with a facilitator, and I was having a lot of stuff start to come up, and my default is to shut down. Okay, I'm an avoidant attachment style. I know this about myself. And when too much information comes at me, or there's a situation that arises, I know from myself and what I've learned about me, and he was able to see this in this specific energy session, when the facilitator asked a question or something came up in my whole body, I was like, here it comes. This is what happens energetically on a nervous system cellular level when I'm put into this situation. And he was able to see it and feel it, because energy transfer is real. He just sat there and was like, holy shit, this is what you experience when this happens. And I'm like, yes, because he doesn't live in my body, right? I'm the only one who experiences it from me and my body, my mind, my experience. And he was just like, oh my gosh, like, now I'm able to see where you're coming from without judgment, because that's what happens a lot in relationships specifically, is like, we love, especially if you've been together for a long time. We've been together almost 20 years, and you can almost predict how the other person is going to react and respond, right? And you're like, well, this happens, so I know you're going to react this way, or I know you're going to say this. And we love to assume. And what happens when we assume, and you can plug in coworker, friend, parent, right, in this situation, if you're not in a relationship, you love to assume, well, this is how you're going to react and respond in this situation. So meh, right? And if we don't give the other person enough space to be able to change and evolve, we continue the cycle over and over and over again. And then we're able to see where your codependency lives and how your trauma cycles play into each other so beautifully. Our cycles of trauma have beautifully played into each other for the last 15, 20 years, until we were able to hold a mirror up and be like, okay, we don't want this same argument over and over and over again. So now we need to hold up a mirror to ourselves and then bring it together, because now this is more so relationship based. This is just a little side tangent, a little side quest. We have ourselves individually. So me, for example, there's me, my husband, and then our marriage. It's three entities that come together, two separate entities that come together as one, right? So it's so many layers and it's so dynamic. And again, this is a topic for another time. If one person in the relationship wants to go deeper, wants to learn more about themselves, grow, evolve, and change, and the other person doesn't, then what? Right? And we go into that in our couples work very deeply. But we're not going to get into that today. And if that is something that you want or something that you're struggling with or moving through, DM me on Instagram, because I would love to know, like, if we are going to bring back our couples programs, whether it's, we love an element of in-person as well. And that's, we did it in the very first one that we did a whole in-person, like, 3-day week, and it was beautiful. We would love to do that again. So even if it's a day retreat, you know, locally, or if it's something virtually, I would love to know if that's something you are wanting to do. I've had a couple people reach out and ask. But anyway, so that's where I'm going with this. This was a very big side tangent that just, I felt like it needed to be said. And sometimes when these messages come through, again, downloading from source, from God, somebody needed to hear that today. So whether it's off topic or not, it doesn't matter, because someone needed to hear it and I needed to say it and I needed to move it through my body and verbally communicate it with this beautiful digital audience. So thank you for holding space for that. So let's get back into it before we wrap up. Okay. So the somatic awareness and embodiment, right? The body stores information. That off feeling is often a sign from our nervous system, not just the mind. And when you can start to master elements of yourself, yes, from the mindset, but also neck down from your body, your life will change. Because you don't need a massive overhaul. You don't. As shiny and pretty and like, ooh, yes, I need that. I need the journal. I need the meditation space. I need all the things. I need my everything to be perfect. All we need, and I'm guilty of this too, right? You get a planner or a notebook, and you get all the pens and the sticky notes and the highlighters. You're like, this is going to change my life. And ultimately it doesn't, right? And maybe it does. Maybe you're like, yeah, it changed my life, girl. And I'm like, yes, let's celebrate that. But we need the micro moment. So maybe that package of Sharpies is like the step forward to be like, yeah, I'm going to get this together, right? I'm going to do it. But you don't need this massive overhaul. That's $1 million, hundreds of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars of an investment. And maybe you do. Maybe you're in the season where you're like, yeah, I'm ready for that. Go off, sis. Like, yes, do that. I've been in that season and I feel like that season is coming for me again very soon. But maybe what you need right now, this tangible, like, yes, I can grab this. I can take these little bite-sized things and work with it, is the support of somebody holding space for your next step. And that is what I have created for this summer. That's what I've created for this summer. So if you're craving support to actually move through this season, this day, this week, without feeling like you have to blow up your life, your bank account, whatever, or maybe you feel like you're waiting for this breakdown or rock bottom, like before we get there, if you're in it right now, that's okay. My mini summer coaching containers, they are made just for you because they're short, they're powerful, they're high touch sessions where we zero in on what's feeling sticky and get you the clarity, momentum, a plan, maybe a little strategy, maybe a little bit of both. Because when we say we need strategy, which a lot of people did, sometimes that's all we need. It doesn't have to be deeper than that. But sometimes it goes a couple layers deeper, that now we're working with beliefs and now we're working with things that are rooted in our system that we're fighting up against. We're like, yes, I want to make this move. I want to make this post. I want to launch this thing. I want to start a business, whatever. I'm just picking things out of thin air. But now we're dealing with imposter syndrome and I'm not good enough. What is qualifying me? I'm not worthy enough, right? Now we're up against those things, and those are the things that are holding us back from actually making the move, taking the action step. That's what's holding us back, and that's what we're going to uncover in the 1 to 2 week containers, because these summer coaching containers, they're 1 or 2 weeks. So it's either 1 week of Voxer support, meaning a talk to text app. That's the first one. The second one is a week of Voxer plus a 1-to-1 call, and then the VIP is 2 weeks of Voxer support with a 1-to-1 call, and they're 75 minute calls. Okay. So if this is feeling like something, and they're very like obtainable, this is something very doable, financially, time wise, investment wise, like this is something that's very bite-sized, tangible, doable. You can bring this in your life and it's going to complement your life. and not create more chaos and like, oh my gosh, I have to show up for this thing 3 times a week. Like in our certification program, which was very like, yes, this is exactly how it should have been. But we have like over 200 hours of one-to-one coaching that we needed to conduct with clients. And we, I think it was like 10 to 12 hours a week of curriculum and calls and education. So this is not that. This is support in your pocket that's like going to complement your life and not take away and add to the chaos. Okay. So if that is sounding in alignment, you're like, yes, sis, I need this. You can DM me that you're ready over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell. Click the show notes and I will have the links right there. And then to stay up to date on all of the stuff that's happening every week, every month, make sure to subscribe to my weekly energy drops. They come out every Sunday. I share products, prompts, different things, different recipes, hacks, tips, you name it, I share it in the email. So if that's something that you want to join, it's absolutely free. There's no spammy emails that come to you. Just click the show notes and you can join. It's absolutely free. So that is all I wanted to leave you with today. If you love this episode, make sure to screenshot it, share it, tag me, share it with a friend. That's how this show grows. Leave a review, all of those beautiful things. And I will see you guys next week. Have a beautiful day. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.